RNZ Pacific News, ko Koroe Hawkins toku ingoa. The Pacific Conference of Churches questions whether Australia has the Pacific region's best interests at heart with its new security alliance with the UK and the US. The AUKUS Pact, announced by the leaders of Australia, the UK and the US, is focused on developing nuclear-powered submarines for the Australian Navy. Pacific Conference of Churches General Secretary James Bhagwan says this move is a serious concern for the Pacific region, which lives with the legacy of nuclear testing. Reverend Bhagwan questions how AUKUS stacks up with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's earlier claims that Pacific Island countries are vuvale, or family.
This is our Pacific way. Sometimes we don't agree, but we always act in the best interest. We always come and support one another. This is not Australia acting in the best interest of the rest of its Pacific vuvale.
Meanwhile, the new regional security pact between the US, the UK and Australia has caught the Federated States of Micronesia by surprise. In a statement, the Micronesian government, which has close ties with the US, says while the move caught it by surprise, it has faith in its partners.
It can be safely assumed that the United States and Australia are making security decisions with the best interests of the Pacific in mind. That said, this news is a surprise. Micronesia is confident this decision makes our country safer, but Micronesia also looks forward to learning more about how precisely that is the case.
French Polynesia has evacuated 12 people to Paris for medical help as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to claim lives in the French territory. 50 people are in intensive care in Papeete, causing the state to charter an aircraft to fly the patients to France. Another 2 people have died in the past day and 167 people are hospitalised. This takes the death toll in French Polynesia to 585 since COVID-19 first hit. Meanwhile, in New Caledonia, the pandemic is worsening with another death in the past day, taking the death toll there to 7. New Caledonia now has 2,386 active cases of COVID, with 161 people admitted to hospital. Fully vaccinated travellers from green list countries can travel throughout Fiji after spending 5 days within a travel-safe area and clearing a COVID-19 test. Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has outlined the government's plan for quarantine-free travel with the world when Fiji's borders reopen in November. Mr. Bainimarama said the green list countries include those with similar high vaccination and low test positivity rates to Fiji. They are New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Singapore and parts of the United States.
We will be establishing mutually recognized vaccine protocol agreements with these governments, which essentially shows that we are comfortable with their levels of vaccine coverage and that we can rely on the vaccine status of their travels, and vice versa, that Fijians can prove their vaccine status when travelling abroad.
Frank Bainimarama says travellers must also register a negative COVID test result within 72 hours before their departure to Fiji. An air of harmony has finally settled over Samoa's politicians today as the members of the opposition HRPP were sworn in as MPs more than 5 months after the elections. The members of parliament were in the House this morning for the first time this week at the direction of the Supreme Court, which ruled yesterday the Speaker could not continue to stop them from taking their rightful places. The MPs hugged and embraced after they were sworn in. Our correspondent in Apia, Otangabaya Tipi Otangabaya, says there are critical issues the former Prime Minister, Tuilaepa Sailele Malelengoe, and his HRPP members want to raise.
Especially the $1 million allocated for each of the 51 constituency. It's a new move by a new government to have that in the budget, and Tuilaepa and his team will have a go.
Otangabaya Tipi Otangabaya says Parliament was adjourned to resume on Monday when the opposition will have their say about the budget. The Pacific Islands Forum is demanding Japan share crucial information about the wastewater it plans to dump from the Fukushima power site. The plan raised a global outcry at the potential damage to the Pacific Ocean from more than 1 million tons of treated waste from the nuclear plant wrecked by an earthquake and tsunami 10 years ago. Don Wiseman has more.
The Pacific Islands Forum's been looking for assurances from the Japanese government that the wastewater will be safe Japan committed to ongoing dialogue with forum members as a priority during the Palm 9 summit in July. It talks this week. The forum Secretary General, Henry Puna, said the agency wants open and frank consultation along with sustained dialogue. Mr. Puna says the Pacific requires nothing less than full and complete disclosure of all information and evidence to enable the region to fully understand the issue and its impacts.
The autonomous Bougainville government says it is not changing course as it seeks independence from Papua New Guinea. President Ismail Toroama was speaking after a parliamentary statement from the PNG Prime Minister, James Marape, that nothing can be predetermined on the independence question. Mr. Marape says neither he nor his government could legally make any commitment on independence with the final decision vested in Parliament. But Mr. Toroama says Bougainville and PNG must both comply with the Bougainville Peace Agreement. Mr. Toroama says despite the challenges, he has not lost sight of people's aspirations for an independent Bougainville. The bodies of three children killed at home in Timaru in New Zealand last night have begun to be removed from the property. Police arrived at the Queen Street house in the suburb of Parkside around 10 p.m. to find the bodies of the siblings, a 7-year-old and 3-year-old, and 3-year-old twins. On Friday afternoon, the children's bodies were removed from the scene and placed into a waiting hearse. Members of the South African community have left flowers and a soft toy near the home, some with messages in support. In sports, Moana Pacifica has signed the bulk of its players ahead of their debut season in the 2022 Super Rugby Pacific competition. The Auckland-based franchise was granted an unconditional license in July when the Super Rugby Pacific competition confirmed the introduction of the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica in the 12-team tournament. Moana Pacifica's interim chief executive officer, Pelenato Sakalia, says 30 out of 38 contracts are expected to be signed by the end of this week.
We've got 30 players that will be signing on the dotted line with this week. So that leaves 8 further slots to be filled.
Pelenato Sakalia says the Moana Pacifica squad hopes to begin training by mid-December. He says while the start dates for Super Rugby Pacific won't change, their window for pre-season training is shrinking. That's sports and news from RNZ Pacific.